Welcome to Shomar Shav and Adav, your sponsor, Lur Nishvah, Sarim Yaakov Shom, Leah Basitzchok. We're holding Bava Kama, Daf Ayin Zayin. We have over here one of the shortest Amudim in Shas, and the Gemara tells us in this Amud, Poro Mitame Tumas Oichlim, Huil Vehoysolo Shas HaKosher. The Poro Adumo, even though you can't eat it, but because it had a potential to be eaten, if you would redeem it, it had a Shas HaKosher to become food, so therefore it causes tumah soichlim. So we mentioned over here two nekudos that come together beautifully and they have to do with this daf. First, that Teres Yeshua in Parshas Chukas says that the remez of the Gemara, Purim etamah tumah soichlim, oil v'oisol shas ha-kosher, it is regarding the mesim, the tzaddikim that died. Because the Gemara teaches us that misas tzaddikim mechaperes kepora adumo. When there's a death of a tzaddik, and the tzaddik is mistalik, so there's a kapara in the world exactly like kapara aduma. So brings the Teres Yeshua, the kapara aduma brings to the world toira and gedula. We know the kapara aduma zois chukas toira. Here you know the idea of kinyan toira. You learn from the idea of kapara aduma. And mitzad sheni, the kapara aduma is a shirish of a shirish to the world. He brings sources to that. The kapara aduma brings a shirish to the world. Says the remez to that is that we know the kapara aduma brings tahara and tumah. It's metaharis is a tameim, and metamah is a toirim. So the tahara is the toira that it brings, and the tumah is the remez to the money that it brings, the ashirus. So the same thing applies to the tzaddik. The tzaddik and the misa tzaddikim and the yoyim ha'ilulo and the yoytzad of a tzaddik, he brings to the world both kedusha and he brings also ashirus. He brings also the koyach ha'parnasa. But one could ask, a tzaddik in the Yom Ha'ilulo, when he sees he's standing there in Kodesh HaKadoshim of the Shemayim, then he has, so to speak, the mindset to bring Parnasa to the world, to bring the Gashmias to the world? The answer is yes. He was in this world. The tzaddik did live in this materialistic world that he knows the people need the Parnasa. They need the Gashmias in order to have the Ruchnias. That is the remez. Poro metame tumah soichlim. Poro, it does have tumah soichlim. It does have shaychis to tumah. Meaning the same thing that tzaddik, who is now bishrei miroyim, does have shaychis to the inyoni parnasa. Hoil v'oysu l'shas ha-kosher. Because he was involved in it, because he lived in the world where this thing was needed. So therefore, when it comes the day of his yahrzeit, he brings ashpa, both of gedusha and of parnasa to the world. So Divrei HaGemara miramez the miset tzaddik that brings the big schus to the world. The second nekuda in this daf has to also to do with miset tzaddikim from a different angle. And the sefer Divrei Torah to the munkacher, the Baal HaMinchas Elazar, he brings over there a davar nifla moed. He starts first of all by saying that we know by Yeshua, when Yeshua was in war and fighting the war to conquer Eretz Yisrael, the Malach came to Yeshua and says, Atobati, I came, why aren't you learning Torah? And then the Gemara darshens, Vayolim Yeshua Balailu B'Soich HaEmek, the Gemara says, Milamit Shalon Me'oim Poim Ko Shalalacha. Yeshua went and learned Torah B'Iyun. So says the Minchas Elazar, I don't understand. In the middle of a war, you would think, what should soldiers do during the war when it comes to time of night? They have to rest. They have to sleep. They have to get more koichos to be able to fight the war the next day. But adirabba, in order to win the war, you have to be oisek ba melus atoiro. That's the only way to be able to accomplish anything. And he continues on and brings Rashi in Sukkah that says in the pasuk, "Koil giborim oisem milchamo, chi magvura oisem ne'odom nesuni misha sheloi shel barzel." People that are going in the journey, they're going to galus. It says they're Bali Milchama. Which Milchama they have if they're tied up? And brings Rashi, they're Giboyim b'milchamta shel Torah. While they're tied up, going to Golos, what are they doing? They're Oisek be'amelus ha-Torah. That's what you do in the best times and the worst times. You always Oisek be'amelus ha-Torah. Concludes the Baal Divrei Torah and the Tosafim, they have to do specifically with our Perek and the Chor with this Amud. He brings the name of his grandfather, the Baal Bnei Yisoschar. The Baalei HaTosis, they were killed at Kiddush Hashem. And the night before they were executed, before they were died at Kiddush Hashem, which Tosafim did they write? The Tosafim HaArukim Shel Perek Merubo. That's what they were busy with the night before they were killed with Kiddush Hashem. It doesn't say specifically which Tosis, but the longest Tosis in Perek Merubo is the Tosis over here in Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. So that's probably one of the big Tosis that we're dealing with in the night before they died Kiddush Hashem. So comes together in this Daf, in this Amud, two Nikudos that have to do with Misa Tzadikim. The Misa Tzadikim, they bring all the Hashpois that we have. And the Misa Tzadikim, how the Misa Tzadikim happens? The Misa Tzadikim happens from a Milus Batoyro, the night before they are executed. What they're busy with, they're busy with the Amal HaToyro, the Toysesim of Perek Merubo. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list to watch to go, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.